This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The government could start running out of money to pay its bills on Monday. Last night, the House overwhelmingly approved a debt ceiling bill that would avoid that. And now it's the Senate's turn. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Senate is expected to act quickly on the package that was negotiated between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Yesterday, the proposal sailed through the House on a bipartisan vote. The hard-fought compromise has pleased few, but lawmakers believe it's better than the alternative, a devastating economic upheaval if Congress fails to act. Biden will be watching the Senate from Colorado Springs, where he's scheduled today to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Atlantic hurricane season begins today. Forecasters are predicting a near normal season, though they point out there's really nothing normal when it comes to hurricanes. The Justice Department reportedly has a recording of former President Trump in which he talks about holding on to a classified document related to a potential attack on Iran. The AP's Jennifer King.
In the recording, Trump suggests he wants to share information from the document with others, but that he knew there were limitations on his ability to declassify records after he left office. The recording has been provided to Special Counsel Jack Smith and would appear to undercut Trump's repeated claims that he declassified documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago. In a statement, a Trump spokesman said the investigation itself was meritless and amounted to continued interference in the presidential election. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukraine's First Lady is calling it a crime against children. This morning's Russian missile attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. A child among the three people killed, say officials. This morning, investigators in Germany say a train derailment that killed five people a year ago was caused mainly by damaged concrete ties on the track. This is AP News. Listen to the warnings that Canada will now put on individual cigarettes. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
Canada will soon be the first country in the world to have warning labels appear on individual cigarettes. Canada's mental health and addiction minister says these bold steps will make health warning messages virtually unavoidable. The warnings on the cigarettes in English and French include poison in every puff, tobacco smoke harms children, and cigarettes cause impotence. Health Canada wants to reduce tobacco use below 5% by 2035. It says tobacco use kills 48,000 Canadians every year. The regulations take effect in August and will be phased in. King-size cigarettes will be the first to feature the warnings. I'm Ed Donahue.
Job openings rose in April. Employers posted more than 10 million jobs. Demand for workers is still strong, say experts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.